history.
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show here on The Roar.
Jimbo Fisher joins the ACC Network. ACC is going to fine for postseason field or court storming. The Big Ten commissioner says 6-3 is good enough for the playoffs in the Big Ten. And the Braves get shut out 9-0. A busy Wednesday show, so let's go. Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Wednesday, July 23rd, 2025. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. We've got Dane Young, UGASports.com. We're going to talk to him about the Georgia football and what came out of the media days there and some University of Georgia stuff. 8:25. Andrew Oliphant, Director of Instruction at Katichi, is going to review the British Open for us. We'll talk some Major League Baseball, some media days at the Big Ten and the ACC, some NIL and collective stuff, some new rules in the ACC. A lot to do here on a Wednesday as we have news, I think, today for the first time in a few weeks at least. The guy's going to produce it for us is the official Sam Jones. Good morning, friend. How are you?
I'm good, man. Delightful. Awesome. Delightful awesome. On this fine Wednesday morning where it's not 8,000 degrees out yet. Yesterday might have been the hottest day, I think, ever.
It was hot.
My car, it probably wasn't any hotter than any other given day, but at 5 p.m., my car was at 105 degrees.
Yeah.
And that was just an unacceptable temperature for me.
Let me tell you what happens is, you know, we put a bunch of money in my backyard, and the grass got burned up. Because, the two of the last 3 years, we had these major droughts. The other thing is, like, it would be raining in two neighborhoods over. It never rains in my neighborhood. And so I'm going to have this $500 water bill every month. So just take it easy on me, Mrs. Mother Nature.
We've been getting those nightly thunderstorms that I've seen some people complain about. But I like them, and we get them for. But the problem is, we get them for like 5 minutes at a time, and then they stop.
I don't get them.
I see. I think we've been getting one or two every 3 days at like 6 o'clock, and it lasts for like 5 minutes.
Let me be clear. I don't get a drop at my house. Part of it is Clemson, and someone had to explain this to me. It's the mountains and the lake that it just splits. Now you've lived there. It doesn't rain in Clemson. It never rains in Clemson. So if you want to have grass, you got to go pay the water bill and get roasted on that thing.
It seemed to rain plenty of days at 7:30 in the morning when I was walking to class at Clemson, and it doesn't seem to rain.
You know
anymore.
Why? I hadn't put my grass in yet.
That's
once
true.
I did that, that's true. That was it.
You brought the Arizona weather to Clemson.
I feel like I live in Tempe right now. What are we doing in segment two today, Sam?
I got a bunch of things.
I know, there's a lot going on, right?
I want to talk about the field storming shenanigans that occurred yesterday, rule change wise, and how they're probably not going to be followed. And did you see Kurt Cignetti's comments yesterday?
I did. I like Cignetti because he makes news. He talks.
He says something every week.
Yeah. He doesn't make it look like I'm going to give you the coach speak stuff. And look, I like a lot of. I wonder how much of that he believes, because much like the Big Ten commissioner, I don't know if you believe a lot of that. I'm going to get into this later on. But honest to goodness, I think like politicians have to do this now, where they don't believe, but they got to go to the party line, so they stand up in front of a microphone and say something dumb, And we had it yesterday for the commissioner. I don't think that the Big Ten commissioner believes that 6-3 is good enough to make the playoffs in the league. I think he has to say that. I feel bad for people who have to say something rather than saying what they believe. We'll talk about that.
You tell me you don't like when coaches say, yeah, you know, we got a great group of guys. We're really excited for the opportunity ahead of us. You don't like that?
Did you see Mike Locksley, what he said yesterday? Yeah. He lost his locker room because of money. And I was like, oh, really? Where did you hear that was going to happen from? Have you been listening the last 5 years?
Leave your Louis outside the locker room.
Oh, man, we're going to get in all that today. Can't wait for that. Landon's with us this morning. Landman, Lando, what's happening? Doing all right?
Yes, sir. Doing pretty good.
Good. Girlfriend still in town?
Yep.
She hadn't figured you out yet? She hadn't broke up with you yet?
No, no. She still likes me.
Can
somehow.
I introduce her to the concept of the New York Yankees instead of the Boston Red Sox?
No, you can't.
Phillies beat the Red Sox 4-1 last night.
Yep.
Yankees beat the Blue Jays 5-4 to cut into that lead. I just look at the two lineups, and I'm telling you, there's no way the Yankees beat the Blue Jays this year. Like, look, the Yankees got a bunch of Jags, man. We didn't win last night, though. Not a good night for Braves fans last night. 9-0. Braves lose. They have Daniel as their starter.
Does
five
sound
innings.
Like Marcelo Zuna might be on the move shortly, though.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
Get rid of him. He's been it's a bad year, and he had a couple big hits at some point in time, but you don't want to put up with all that.
Devers had his first start at first base.
Hey, how about that? A couple of hits. He's up to 227. Good for him, man.
He was at 275 when he left.
Yeah, he's
so.
Been yeah. terrible.
Yeah, 227. Yeah, boy, big miss there. So with the loss last night, I feel like I have to do this. I don't know how much longer I'm going to have to do it. Braves are back to 12 games under 500 and 13 and a half games back in the division. And the Atlanta Braves are 10 and a half back in the wild card. At some point in time, I'll stop doing that. I want to get into, yesterday the commissioner talked. He had some news. We'll get to that. Miami, Virginia, Stanford, Cal, and SMU. So I want to go over each of those today and do a win game for each of those from what you heard yesterday, if that influenced you anyway. Today, Florida State, Louisville, Syracuse, Pittsburgh, Georgia Tech, and Wake Forest go. Tomorrow, Clemson's among the remaining schools that will go with the ACC deal. You mentioned that we're going to get into the fines stuff and the field storming, court storming. Clemson is trying to figure out their plan to how they're going to do the gathering at the Paul. This is going to be pretty simple, I feel like. We'll see what comes of all that. And how schools go through all those things. Jimbo Fisher is with the ACC Network now. To which I tweeted back at David Hale yesterday, you know, there's a couple people I feel sorry for. Number one is the person's got to translate it to the person typing it up on closed captioning. The other thing is we'll just have to watch closed captioning now. Jimbo Fisher says a lot of words and mumbles it all up. And I mumble too, so this is hypocritical for me to jump on him about it. But Jimbo is hard to understand at times, and much like the host of this show, we'll try to get 7,000 words in 2 seconds. So with that said, it's going to be interesting to see, and even going back and watching it, like with the closed captioning, how far off closed captioning is with Jimbo.
We were talking, I remember it was me, Landon, and Will, like a week and a half ago when you were out of town.
Yeah.
We were talking about Jimbo Fisher and how Jimbo Fisher had the greatest life in the history of ever if he wanted it for the rest of his life. And we said, this dude is going to end up on TV within the year. He can't. He feels like a guy who can't stay all the way away. This was part one of the pipeline that we came up with the text line where it's Jimbo goes to TV first, and then in like 3 years, Jimbo's coaching at like USF.
Yeah.
And he's still getting paid by Florida State. He's still making all that money.
I'm not sure whoever's picking the talent for the ACC network, I really don't think they know what they're doing. Because let's just review a couple things. As nice as he is, and I only had him on the air one time. Roy Philpott and I had him on. We were together. As nice as he is, Mark Richt is a terrible studio guy. I mean, he's the nicest man in the history of the world. But he's terrible as a studio guy. Like, he's just dry, boring, monotone, and doesn't add anything to it. Right?
And some coaches are like that. Not every coach is going to be jumpy up, you know, TV ready.
All right, let me give you this one. Who in the world thought that Jim Boeheim would be a good addition to basketball? He didn't want to be there. He's an ornery old man that just doesn't want to be there.
That Georgia Tech-Clemson game that went into double overtime this year, Boeheim was quite literally begging for the game to end on air.
He wants nothing to do with any of that. And now we're going to add Jimbo, who you can't understand a word he says. Like, I know the ACC network is handcuffed a little bit, but can we not get – I don't know how she put in there. Probably says a lot about the league if that's your choices. I mean, don't get me wrong. Rick was a really good football coach, and Boeheim's a good football coach. Jimbo Fisher,
Will Jimbo bring you energy with all those words?
He'll bring you energy, but you won't be able to understand the word energy.
That is true.
He'll mumble something in some sort of Jimboese, and you won't get to understand any of it. So, but I don't know who else you'd put in there.
Closed captioning is provided by Florida State University, Texas A&M.
Yeah, the closed captioning person that's having to put that in, oh, good luck. But who else would you put in? Like, you couldn't go Tom O'Brien. You put Chuck Amato in there.
Mac Brown.
Mac Brown. He did studio for a while.
I feel like Mac Brown did that.
Mac Brown was smooth. Put Mac Brown in there. I'm with you. Put Kelly Gramlich in there talking some football. She knows as much as
Kelly
those other guys.
Kelly knows ball, man. Kelly knows ball.
Yeah. Yeah, but the idea that we're gonna all of a sudden now.
They already got her on payroll.
Jimbo Fisher? That'd be fun. What do you guys make you think of the injury report stuff? Like you gotta put a weekly, 2 days out, day of, week injury report? That's all about gambling is what that is.
Well, you know, I've seen people complain both ways about this where it's gamesmanship by the coaches to say, yeah, this guy's questionable with full intention of playing the entire week just to throw you off. But at the same time, they're kind of taking the more NFL approach, I think, to this.
Yes.
With the designations. I don't know. I don't really care. I don't gamble, so I don't really care.
Yeah. But I feel like that's a hard thing to do, right? Like like you said, how long before it has to be?
Well, they do it like Wednesday of game week, and then you got to do it 48 hours and 24 hours in the game day. You got to have updates.
Okay, so you can have the – that's what I was going to say. Like, if you do it Wednesday, like, a guy's banged up on Wednesday, but, you know, you give him, you know, five or a couple of days in the hot tub, cold tub, whatever, with all the technology nowadays, he might be fine by the time that game day comes around. Like, I feel like that's a tough thing to do. But if you have updates, then that shouldn't be too much of a problem.
I always kind of liked the coaches just lying blatantly about a guy being healthy or not going into the
Saturdays.
I'm
sure you'll still find guys like some way to do that.
I'm sure.
But.
I'm sure.
So how do you get around like HIPAA? Because isn't that one of the things we used forever was, oh, well, we can't discuss their medical issues, right? Or they're just going to be out. Like you don't tell them what's wrong with them, but you're either out, questionable, probable. I guess we'll do that then.
Are they required to say why? Or can they
do
it like the NHL does it where they just say questionable, lower body?
Yeah, lower body.
With no explanation.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, even if it's like his head, they're just going to be like left foot.
Upper body.
Yeah. We're already seeing this in that you'll see point spreads across the crawler. You know, the crawler, that didn't only happened about 20 years ago when we started doing crawlers. But you're starting to see, obviously, betting lines and all that. Will we do, like, in-game lines now, like how the lines are changing during games now? Is everything going to be about gambling?
I don't know. I was watching the when Luis Ortiz for the Guardians got suspended a couple weeks ago. I'm sorry, put on leave for alleged gambling-related instances. I enjoyed when they were reporting his gambling suspension, and then the next segment was today's three-leg parlay sponsored by FanDuel Sports Network. So really enjoyed that one. This suspension is brought to you by DraftKings.
Yeah. This review, this injury report, this timeout, this,
What are we doing?
1978 says, how about Tommy Bowden, Mac Brown? Bowden is done. Bowden used to be ACC Network guy. And I thought he did a pretty good job. And Mac Brown does a pretty good job through all that. And before we get to break, love this. Text said, Mickey, you put out 9 pallets of sod on Friday. Not a drop since then. And when you put your sod out, like, you had to drench it. Like, your water bill is going to be a grand. I hate to tell you that, pal. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. Texas said, what's to stop coach from saying the whole team is injured every week? Yeah, there's got to be some sort of...
I assume a fine.
Yes.
And I know for all the things they do wrong, they have attempted to do this in the last few years. The NBA has attempted to where if you circumvent injury rules, they will fine or suspend people for it.
Well, same thing like when you're telling in baseball, here's who our starter is going to be. Like, you know it's going to be, but you put TBA out there, even though you know who it's going to be. But you also do that because you want to know who your opponents are going to pitch to make your lineup card out. At some point in time, you got to announce all that. Anyway, interesting stuff. We got a lot to do, man. I can't wait for segment two because I want to talk about some of those comments that were made yesterday. Yesterday was a news day, a rare July news day. So we'll get into that some. Our great friends at Ingles love the prices, love the savings, love our Ingles Advantage card, which we can get some gas. Got some gas there the other day. Ingles is a great company. Ingles Markets, ingles-markets.com. A bunch of really cool, look at weekly specials going on now. Get with the pharmacy, get with the wellness program there. Get with their coupons list. You can go to ingles-markets.com right now to look at some of those things going on. And download their app. Learn more about the farm-to-table stuff they have and those weekly ads. I'm looking at weekly ads right now, man. This is a fantastic thing going on over at Ingles. We will be cooking out all weekend long. As hot as it is, we'll still get some of these awesome-looking grill items coming up. So we'll do that. And then, as I told you yesterday, you've got to find a way to get your crab cakes, man. You got to do that for sure. We love our great friends over at Ingles. Love the prices, love the savings, love who they are and what they're about, and the company, the corporate identity, what these people are. Absolutely love these folks. Short break. We'll come back. Segment two with Sam Jones right after this.
Folks, I think we can all agree America is facing a health crisis. Lots of folks are looking at medication shots and pills to do the trick. But the reality is that the answer is natural. And the answer can be found through our friends at PhD Weight Loss. You're going to drop pounds not only safer, but also faster the natural way. I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks without rebound weight gain, without hunger cravings, and without long-term dependency on medications because I don't want to be on medication for the rest of my life, and I bet you don't either. Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team would love to help you. Here's the deal. You can get started right now with a free body scan and personalized metabolic assessment. It takes less than 5 minutes, and I can't tell you how helpful it was for me setting myself up for success in the long term. You'll hold the keys to your personalized metabolic plan in your hand. Don't trade your health for a quick fix. Don't become another statistic. You can do this. Call now for your free body scan, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Danny Ford here for my good friends at Bennett Equipment, who have stood the test of time selling and renting construction equipment for 25 years now. Bennett is one of the top five dealers in the country for Takeuchi compact equipment, and when you deal with Bennett and Takeuchi, you get the quality, dependability, and service you expect and deserve. So call or stop by today and tell them Danny Ford sent you. Take it from me, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Trust me, if they could do planes and trains, they would. In the meantime, Pendleton Tire Company does automobiles, trucks, and SUVs with trusted service on tires, lift kits, brakes, wheel alignments, and custom accessories for nearly 55 years. Pendleton Tire Company has taken care of generation after generation. Now it's your turn to discover why folks trust the team at Pendleton Tire Company. Open weekdays from 8 to 5, the Pendleton Tire Company on Mechanic Street in Pendleton. PendletonTire.com.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Anyone know a good plumber? It's an emergency.
One Tom Plumber will be there in an hour, or they'll discount your bill.
In 1 hour?
Yeah, just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber.
That's their name.
That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Are you looking to take your lawn to the next level in 2025? At Carolina Top Dressing, we are committed to serving the upstate and bringing golf course type practices to your home, including aeration, top dressing, dethatching, and soil conditioning. Also, ask us about our latest top dressing amendment, Carolina Mix, or sign up for any of our turf services by visiting us at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote. And as always, go Tigers!
Be part of a premier event when Little League International presents the Senior League Baseball World Series July 26th through August 2nd and easily at the J.B. Owens Ballpark.
The world's best 13 to 16-year-olds from the U.S., Europe, Asia, Canada, Latin America, and Australia come to Easley with the championship game August 2nd. Join thousands and support the Senior League Baseball World Series July 26th through August 2nd, J.B. Owens Ballpark in Easley. Find out on social media under Senior League Baseball World Series.
Get ready to discover incredible savings with Fort Hill Natural Gas. Say goodbye to seasonal worries and embrace year-round savings by adding gas appliances with cash rebates to your home. But that's not all. Call the office now and find out how you may qualify for residential volume user rate, adding even more value to your energy savings. Ready to start saving big? Visit FHNGA.com and explore the rebate page for more details.
Catch Out of Bounds live in Uptown Charlotte all week long as we are on the ground at ACC kickoff. Everything you need to know about the Atlantic Coast Conference right here on The Roar. We will have coaches. We will have players. We will have insight from all your favorite analysts from ACC Network and elsewhere. Some of the beat writers and radio personalities that cover these teams. We're going to have it wall to wall for you. Don't miss a moment right here on The Roar.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your home for the Upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
The late Ozzy Osbourne passed away, 76 years old, man. I was a Ozzy fan. I was a Black Sabbath fan. August 31st, 1986, Carolina Coliseum. Right there in the middle of it, man. Love Ozzy Osbourne. Love the Black Sabbath. Love all that. Talented guy. Liked all the reality TV shows, even though they were very real. So rest in peace, Ozzy. And we'll continue to play you a lot of the day today. Hey, our friends at QC Kinetics want you to think about second opinions. Like anytime I'm doing any kind of major decisions about my body and medically, I'm going to get second opinions. And so if you're stuck in that idea now that you're getting steroid shots and you're getting these maybe facing surgeries, you don't want to just automatically take the word for it. See if there is an alternative. No, maybe without meds, maybe without surgeries, maybe without downtime. See if that can help you out. See about our great friends over at QC Kinetics. With this regenerative treatment that allows your body to restore and repair damaged joints naturally through cellular therapies. So no scalpels, no pills, no masking of the pain. Just long-term relief, maybe. Maybe they can help you out. QC Kinetics, it's a free, no-pressure chat through the evaluation to see if you're a candidate that they can help you out in doing this. So call them today if you do have any kind of knee or hip or back or joint pain, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Segment two of Mr. Sam Jones.
A few things I want to talk about today. We'll lead in with this one just because I feel like it'll be a quicker discussion almost. A little bit of a rule change coming relating to the gathering at the Paw. Now there will be fines, similarly to college basketball court storming rules in the wake of really the Filipowski incident a couple years ago, and then some backlash from other coaches and talk from other coaches about court storming that has now come to college football. Mickey, thoughts, concerns? Do we think gathering at the Paw will still be as effective as it has been for Clemson? Do we trust Clemson students with alcohol being served in the stadium now to keep doing this in an orderly fashion?
There are two things that are sacred to Clemson fans that the wrath will fall upon you if you ever mention this. Not the gathering at the Paw and also pass outs at halftime. And I just, at some point in time, we will have to give those things up. I like gathering at the ball. I think it's great. I take my son down there. He likes getting his picture made with players, likes being on the field after the game. I like that, and that's great. That being said, there's just too much to lose and not enough to gain. All it's going to take now is one idiot doing one dumb thing, and all of a sudden you ruin it for everybody, and that's what you're up against. Like, I trust me. I'm not going to go sucker punch an opponent's coach in the face or go try to hurt some other opponent. I trust that. Trust me, but I don't trust every other person in the world. So at some point in time, just from a liability standpoint, this will be put to an end. And this is what the conference is saying. This is not a Clemson deal there. That's what the conference is saying.
$50,000 for the first time, $100,000, $200,000 after that. Obviously, now you have to wait until the opposing team is fully in the locker room. All personnel, I do believe it is.
Yeah.
So, again, kind of filling, you know, towards the basketball rules that they've tried to put into place in the last couple years after the Filipowski incident, after a couple other incidents across the country, with alcohol sales coming into effect. This is probably a bigger risk financially for Clemson now than they otherwise would have had it been. But you do have to think about, while I don't want it to go anywhere, and I hope it's done still in an orderly fashion, because it's less about, it's not storming the field for Clemson. It's a whole different thing. You're right. It takes one idiot to screw things up. And when more drinks are flowing now, there is more concern. Again, I hope it continues to work perfectly fine. I think it will, because it's not a storming of the field the same way it is for other programs, because Clemson doesn't need to storm the field. They're the team that gets the field stormed against.
Right.
There are some risks now.
Yeah. And look, I understand tradition and history. I understand it is an inconvenience. It is hard to change people's actions. But I think that Clemson fans have to understand, like, this is a world that's different now, right? I don't want to take my shoes off going through TSA. I don't want to stand in a TSA line for an hour. I don't have to get to the airport 3 hours in advance. But this is a different world now.
Well, luckily, you don't have to take your shoes off at TSA anymore, because they outlawed that the other day.
Did we not in Europe the other day? I think we did in Europe. Anyway, my point is this. Like, yeah, this is a different world. So you got to give up some of your past civil liberties, maybe. I don't know if it's the right word. But you know what I'm saying? Like, and you got to understand why. Like, this is not an unreasonable fun police saying, we're just going to stop you from having fun. Safety is paramount. And I hate to say it, because my kids are going to love doing it. And again, what's going to happen here is, like, get them out of the locker room. Put a countdown clock. Say you can go on the field at exactly 5 minutes after. Or 3 minutes after. You got 3 minutes to clear the field. 2 minutes on basketball, whatever it is. And then after the game is over, you start that clock immediately. As it counts down, then you can go on the field. But look, I mean, let's face it. If you really want to talk about the liability part of it, jumping over the wall, and they can say, don't stop, do this. Those security people aren't stopping anybody. But you know, you're that many people running the field. Like, it's just a recipe for some sort of major catastrophe. And thank goodness it hadn't. There's been no major injuries or to fans or to players or coaches or support people yet so far. So hopefully we don't have to go that far for it to really work.
I mean, they already tried to tell them, you know, wait till most of the players have left the field. And then by then the students are already jumping the fence over there. And like you're saying, it's the security guards are like, no, don't go by me. And then when they go by, they're like, oh, darn.
A little like Clemson's run defense against Texas.
Yeah, it's like just like, oh, no, they got past me.
It's the weird situation for Clemson where for 99.5% of elite college football programs around the country, this rule doesn't matter because they're not storming the field at home.
Right.
Because they're winning at home and they're expecting to win. It will affect Clemson in the sense that it is a protection for them if they were to lose on the road to somebody where the field will be stormed. If it's a good enough team, or if it's a team that probably shouldn't be beating Clemson. And also, it works both directions for them, where it does negatively affect gathering at the Paw, where every other elite program doesn't really have anything like that. It's just not a thing they do. So it's a weird two-sided coin here. Again, it's a little different for me for gathering at the Paw, because it's not a court or field-storming event. It's more of a more orderly walk down to the field, and then you just kind of hang out. But still, It's going to have an impact. I'm intrigued to see how students handle it and if they listen.
Mark my words. Again, at 57, and then my son is 6, we're not a threat to anybody. And 99.99% of the listeners of this station, we're not out to do anything bad. We're not going to do anything bad. But this is an example of I trust me. I trust my friends. There's just a couple people I don't trust. And with that said, I don't really feel like that. I mean, there will be people, mark my words, there's people who are texting right now that will be irate about it. And that you're taking away this long-standing tradition, and why be different? No, but I think if you're just level-headed about it, you've got to understand it's just a different world.
They're not taking it away, though. They're just making it a little bit more difficult.
Yeah.
It will still happen. Texter rightfully points out, they're right. Just go ahead and cut the check for the LSU game if we win that game. There's going to be people on that field. First game with alcohol sales, beating a good team at home, there will be people on the field earlier than they should be if they win.
If that is the case, then are you doing it because you want a big game? Because the argument is you do it every game, win or lose. So is it just if you beat LSU, you do it. If you beat who's next? I don't know who's next.
You have a much higher chance of them doing it legally against Troy or Furman than against LSU, I think, is probably what the texter is getting at.
Yeah, so then you can't use the idea that we storm the field no matter what, win or lose. You do, but if it's going to be, you see my point? Like if you're gonna qualify it, then you can't say, well, we do it no matter what, so you can't take it away no matter what, you know?
$50,000. We'll see if a win against LSU week one cuts into that budget.
That's what I was going to ask. I just saw it goes up to third offense, right? So then if we keep doing it after the third offense, it keeps going up? I didn't see the continued
98.66 said, I've heard this does not apply to Clemson because we're in a fan base. We're a family. Very good. Very, very good. He or she also said, I get the risk. At the same time, that was the biggest smile I've ever seen on my face. It's the first time I took my mother and wife down in the field. Very cool Clemson deal. Yeah. Yeah. And again, if you just wait, is 5 minutes enough? Can you get off the field in 5 minutes? 3 minutes? What's the time frame?
I mean, I feel like 5 minutes should be enough. But at the same time, like you've already said, people still don't wait for that.
The home players don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like this also has a little bit of a to do with the scuffle last year in the South Carolina game at the end of the game, you know, when that whole rivalry thing was happening with the flag.
Yeah,
we had some of the fans and players got into it with the South Carolina people. That didn't help.
It's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah,
mixing fans and players and coaches. Texture. Now I knew where to get this. 3800. Mickey, they got to you. We're not going to give up our rights. Win, lose, or draw. Meet at the Paul. Yeah, you can do that. You can say that, but you do have to grant that. Would you still say that if one of your fans hurt one of your players? Like, what if the fans are at the Paul and Cade Klubnik is out there and some fan accidentally falls down and Cade falls over him and he tears his ACL?
I mean, I think of it that way, sort of, but I also think about it as a preventative measure for what happened with Jermaine Burton a couple of years ago, where Jermaine Burton hurt a fan. You can have both ways, where a fan also being just in the way of an athlete after a loss could anger them, which it shouldn't happen, but it has. It's clearly proof of concept that it has, and also they don't want, like what happened to Filipowski a couple years ago with Duke, where he rolled his ankle because of it, and he was fine.
Yeah.
But what if he wasn't? That would have been a whole disaster. They don't want that happening. I wish they didn't have to do it, but people are going to clamor for it. Coaches probably have clamored for it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And this is where we're at.
Texas hasn't ever happened. Well, there have been incidents with fans yelling and getting in players' faces and players spitting. And here, this is other places too. You've kind of seen all that. Let me throw out a whole different curveball to you here. What do you think, like, when the opposing team wins and they're on your field and they, like, last year South Carolina went and touched the rock and ran down the hill and all that stuff. Like, is that okay with you?
And they took the flag and they tried to plant it, too.
Yeah,
that was how the whole scuffle happened there.
Is that okay with you?
Like, I don't.
Because if you want to do one, you got to do it all. Like, you can't just say only your fans come on the field.
I don't like it. But I'm saying I don't like it because it's Clemson losing. At the end of the day, my thought my entire life has been, as long as you don't break things and disrespect things.
Yeah.
If you win on the opposing field and you want to do a little trolling, I feel like you've earned it at that point. The way to prevent that from happening, again, as long as you don't break anything or disrespect anything in that way, if you want to prevent that type of stuff from happening, you need to win at home.
I agree. I totally agree with all that. Bottom line is that this is not going to be popular among Clemson fans.
Oh,
Clemson fans are going to think that we can do it differently. We've always done it. We're going to blame. I got one guy blaming from a political party now on this. I don't know how that has to do anything with politics. But.
And that's the thing. If the fans as a collective unit can come together and do it peacefully and not jump the, you know,
yeah, but what you're saying
or whatever,
is,
if everyone goes calmly and peacefully, which
sure.
obviously won't happen, if you can do that, then obviously they're going to lighten up on the rules.
If everyone drives the speed limit and no one runs a red light and no one runs a stop sign, then and everybody drives responsibly and doesn't drink and drive, then we won't have any car accidents.
Yeah. I know that's the truth. It's just if don't complain about the rule if you're not going to follow the rule.
Yeah.
This has been a predictably split down the middle thought from our text line. As I expected it to be. About half of it is half of it understands why they're doing it. Half of them, we're still gathering at the paw whenever we want. So that's kind of what I thought it would be.
Bishop says, don't care what 99.5% of other college football teams do. And if one thinks $15, $18 beer sales at the stadium are going to add to an already drinking Clemson fans,
you don't think people are going to get more drunk?
Yeah, I don't see how you can say that you won't get more drunk.
But are they stopping in, like, the third quarter? You know how they sometimes cut off sales? Are they doing that, like, at the start of the fourth? Or?
Yeah. I'm just saying, I guarantee that's part of the calculus here. I would be stunned if it wasn't part of the calculus.
Yeah. But again, now, this is not a Clemson decision.
No.
This is an Atlantic Coast Conference decision. It's a shame. You know, it's a shame, though. Like, it's a shame that I can't take my family and get on an airplane without going the 3 hours in advance. But again, I don't trust everybody else. I trust me. I'm not taking any bad stuff on an airplane. But I can't say that you aren't. So I know in my heart of heart, I'm not doing anything wrong at gathering at the ball. But I can't say that you aren't. And I get it. I get it. All right, short break. Sam, I enjoyed segment two. I want to know, the commissioner of the Big Ten says that 6-3 ought to be good enough. And even if you stumble out of conference, like, in other words, 8-4 is good enough for the playoffs. Does he believe that? Also, Mike Loxley said he lost his locker room. We'll get into that. We'll do some win game for all the five teams that were the ACC yesterday. A lot to do. It's a very busy show. My great friends at American Doormasters know that, look, I didn't know there was a business out there. I didn't know there's an industry out there of all the things that happen to garage doors and all the things that happen to the deck levelers and the deck bumpers. And I didn't know these things happen, but they do. And so you're going to need someone to help you out. And American Doormasters wants to do a great job of that. Fast, reliable service, the most reasonable rates in the upstate, the installation, the repair, the broken keys, spring specialist, the keyless entry stuff with new garage doors and care style garage doors and whisper drive openers and same day service, a company that's locally owned, licensed, bonded, and insured, 24-hour emergency service. So when it comes to your commercial and your residential garage doors, anything that can go wrong, will go wrong at certain points in times, call them today, 990-3075, 864-990-3075. Anytime that garage door has any issues, you call American Doormasters.com. Open phone lines for four segments. If you're on hold, hang on. Coming to you after this.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
It's boating season, and Eclipse Marine Seneca and Clemson Marina can help you find the boat of your dreams. Shop top brands including Veranda, Crestliner, Lund, Bayliner, Pinecraft, and more at Eclipse Marine Seneca and Clemson Marina. Whether you're looking to buy or rent a boat or service your boat by certified Yamaha technicians, Clemson Marina can get you on the water. Don't let the summer pass you by. Visit Eclipse Marine Seneca or Clemson Marina to explore new and pre-owned boats. Take out a rental or service your boat with certified Yamaha technicians.
Bojangles just launched the new breakfast burrito. Sausage, gravy, eggs, and bow rounds all wrapped in a flour tortilla. But hurry, it's here for a limited time. It's bow time.
I'm a Dodger fan.
I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience. Not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bozy Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. Just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past, and anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation, and if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
All over Greenville, people are asking, what's a Vermeer? Well, Vermeer is one of Greenville's newest corporate citizens. The company builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing underground utility construction. Vermeer machines are leading the way in soft-dig trenchless innovation, enabling the exposure of underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods. Get the scoop at Vermeer.com/dig.
The Upstate's home for Atlanta Braves baseball. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Woke up this morning with the sun down shining in.
This is a terrible thing to say. Because I'm a Willie Nelson is my favorite artist, right? 91 or 92 now. And matter of fact, Willie helped me cut my grass yesterday. Cut the front and the backyard with Willie. With that said, did you have Willie outliving Ozzy Osbourne? A friend of mine, now this is terrible. A friend of mine back at his hometown bar, he's from Connecticut. And back in his hometown bar, they have a death pool. So you put in $20 and you get a celebrity. And every time somebody died, whatever, if you got the celebrity, like, you win the pot. And then you put in 20 more. You know, once the pot's empty out, you put in 20 more. So you win a few $1,000. And so you got to think, like, somebody yesterday probably had Ozzy Osbourne. Like, that's terrible, isn't it? You got to gamble on people dying like that. But the late, great Ozzy Osbourne. Hey, my great friends at Engineer Sleep and EngineerSleep.com. I know that, man, I've got my Whoop now. I'm trying to tell you what percent I got with a rest and how much of my rest was REM rest, how much of it was peaceful sleep, and how much of it was disturbed sleep. And I got to tell you, I don't know what it is without it, because I hadn't been without an Engineer Sleep bed, or it's been years since I hadn't had one. But I got to think, man, I sleep great because of Engineer Sleep. And I love that ES Duo, the best mattress in the world, friends. A lot of companies have gimmicks. This is not a gimmick. This is just the best. We absolutely think the world of this company and this mattress. Ask about the Today mattress as well. These are local, helping you with the removing your old mattress and free local delivery. 100-night sleep trial, 10% off WCCP listeners. It's time for a mattress at Engineer Sleep and EngineerSleep.com. 333 North Pleasant Bird Drive. Let's get some phone calls. 654-ROAR. Looper's been very patient with me. Looper, thanks for hanging through segment one and two. How you doing this morning?
Just fine. I'm just I saw where old Mr. Kiffin dropped some making some little fun, you know. I mean, he ain't won nothing. I don't know why everybody wanna listen that loud mouth. I mean, talking about Dabo. Dabo's 3-1 against the Big Ten, 22-16 against the Southeastern Conference, 3-0 against the Big 12, and 4-2 against Notre Dame. What has Kiffin done?
Kiffin's one of those guys, he's just going to talk and...
yeah, he runs his mouth, and like you said, you know, and what happened last year, you know? Well, I mean, Florida boys put it on him.
Yeah, just beat Kentucky, you beat Florida, and you're in the playoffs. Kiffin is a lot like South Park in that Kiffin's going to make fun of everybody. There is no one safe, and so the good news is that...
you know, it won't be long. They ain't going to... I mean, he can't win nothing eventually, and he'll just pass on and go on. Yeah, you're talking about the game last year down here in the Valley. You know, I've been to many away games, you know, hiring a Georgia Pine, and even when we win, you know, I just go back to the car, you know, and same way as on the home games, you know. I mean, because you're setting up, I ain't going to ever get down to the field, but I ain't worried about it. I mean, if you wait 5 minutes, he got a nut flying out there after 5 minutes. The team's off the field. I reckon once that Bisson team off the field, you know, I don't think they can say nothing to you about walking on the field then. But, yeah, that's the clash between Beamer and his crappity bunch down there going up that field, you know. That's what I like about Dabo. He has class, and some of these coaches don't have class. We'll just take that off there.
Thank you, Luke. Appreciate the phone call. A lot to unpack there. You like my Kiffin South Park deal? South Park's going to make fun of you no matter what your race is, no matter what your beliefs are, religions, or any kind of sexual preferences, or north or south, or men or women or kids. They just make fun of everybody. That's why they're safe, right? Like, just, all right, we made fun of these people, this group of people. They can make fun of everybody. Kiffin's kind of like that way. Kiffin's going to talk about everybody. And sometimes you're the... you're at the other end of his jab. And then that'll go away because he'll go jab at somebody else at some point in time. It's just kind of like who he is. 654-ROAR. Mike is up next. Mike, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Doing well, Mickey. Thanks for getting me in. Let me throw something at you right quick before I ask my question. Excuse me. There goes an idiot with a loud muffler.
Get a muffler, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, who thinks that mufflers are a bad thing? Like,
I did when I was a teenager, but that was a long time ago. I'm listening, was able to check in. Turn on at 6 o'clock this morning when you started. Been listening to this station for 26 or 27 years. You know how long. You know me. I've met you several times. I've been extremely busy last year and a half. I'm self-employed in the residential construction industry, and I've been so busy that I have just been able to catch bits and pieces of everybody's show on a daily basis. I think today will be the first day that I'm going to have time to listen to everybody's show all the way through. And it's just CCP, and I have friends out here that listen to your show, of course, a lot of people. WCCP has become a part of the fabric of society around here. I was at a QT station this morning putting fuel in my truck, and I'm listening to you. There's a guy next door got WCCP turned on, and just wanted to thank you again. Well, and not trying to get points, honest, but I've been listening for so long, and I've been away for a while. It's just great to be able to listen again, because you people just you just do it. You keep coming up with these young guys, and you know, first it was Quark, and now Sam, and Faxon and John Height and all these young guys. And I was thinking the other day, eventually you're going to retire. Probably Walt will be behind you, but you're going to leave the station in good hands. And I just, you just do a good job, Mickey. I just want to throw that out there at you.
That's way too kind of. And I will tell you this, there's not a day Well, there might be one or two, but almost every day we think here about how fortunate we are. Without listeners, we would be sitting here bumping our gums to each other. We are extremely fortunate to have that. Our support system, I was talking to our GM about this, and the revenue is skyrocketing and our advertisers skyrocketing. All of our advertisers, they're doing this great job. I got a great email yesterday from one of our advertisers. Our people support that. We are blessed, and we don't take any of it for granted, because it's you people do an unbelievable job of supporting those companies and making this thing works.
Well, you are absolutely are blessed. All you guys are, but you've worked hard to earn it over the years. I remember I remember the beginning. I remember you guys had some tough times up there. I used to work for George Clement, and I knew about some things that went on, and you guys had some tough times in the early years, and you just flat out rolling now. So hats off to you, and just wanted to throw that out there. But I had a question for you. I was listening to Quack the other day. I don't remember what day. It was last week. And Quack was talking about Sam Pittman. And then Saturday morning, there's a national show that comes on your station. I think it's from 7 to 9. I think it's Marty and McGee, I believe. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But it was a national feed, and they were talking about Sam Pittman. I remember when he used to be a guest on your show, really enjoyed his segments. Did Sam Pittman pass away or something? Is that why they were talking about?
No, he's on the hot seat at Arkansas.
Oh.
Yeah, he's on the hot seat. He is now he's going into year six. He's 30-31. He's 14-28 in the league. And he had one good year there, and he's had four very bad average years. And he enters this season like this. It's almost like a foregone conclusion that they gave him this year. It's kind of a walk-away deal. Unless he turns it around. And has a major deal there. It just feels like this is it for him. Kind of like his swan song.
Oh, okay. But he's a great guy, isn't he? I mean, don't you know?
The way I understand it, yes. I don't know a whole lot of guys who coached with him in the past, but I understand, you know, people I trust at Neil McGeorge and all that say really good guy and easy to pull for. Okay. And an Arkansas guy, and hopefully he can kind of have some good years to go out on top a little bit for him.
Okay, but he's not passed away.
No. Only 63. Okay. You know, he's one of those guys that because of the gel hair, you could say he's 53, and because of the face sometimes you say he's 93, so he's somewhere between 50 and 90, but now he's 63.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, all right. Okay, Mick, I just wanted to check in this morning and say hello and ask a question, and I'll be able to listen to the shows all week this week. And looking forward to it.
Thank you, Mike.
Have a good one.
Thanks
for
those very, very kind words. We are blessed. There's no doubt about that. Let me give you a quick rundown of Sam Pittman, all right? And I only have 3.5 minutes before the end of the hour. Here's where Sam Pittman has coached. Pittsburgh State, Beggs High School, Princeton High School, Trenton High School, Hutchinson Junior College, Northern Illinois, Cincinnati, Oklahoma, Western Michigan, Missouri, Kansas, Northern Illinois, North Carolina, Tennessee, Arkansas, Georgia, Tennessee. I mean, into Arkansas. Like, man, the guy's been around since 1984. Sam Pittman. I like Sam Pittman. There was a time in there where I thought he was going to get it done at Arkansas. Started out 3-7, then went 9-4, and won the Outback Bowl, finished 20th in the country. Since then, 7-6, 4-8, and 7-6.
That 9-4 season was fun, too, and it just didn't happen afterwards.
Yeah, you thought, man, he was right there on the verge. And it's tough. And you could say, well, Arkansas's a hard job. Arkansas baseball doesn't appear to be hard. There are times where Arkansas basketball doesn't appear to be hard. But Arkansas football appears to be really hard for some reason.
We do. We crap on it sometimes. But the SEC is a tough place to win if you're not one of those elite schools. It's hard to beat all those teams.
Yep. And the other side, besides 30-31, the other side of it is 14-28 in the league. The problem with what Sam Pittman has done at Arkansas is he's just lost too many games that they should not lose. Shouldn't have lost to a bad Oklahoma State team last year. You know, that was – Arkansas is better than Oklahoma State. In the previous 4-8 season, make sure I'm not saying this, lost to BYU, lost to Mississippi State. Like, he's lost some games he shouldn't lose there. And you got to find a way to turn that around a little bit. So 14-28, 30-31, but that's he's gone, right? Like that's a foregone conclusion. He's gone.
Hey,
see, Bray stuff. Snitker's gonna be gone at the end of the year. You see this?
Yeah, I mean he better be.
and going to retire, and then maybe Walt Weiss, maybe.
I cannot imagine that fan base would take it well if they hired someone off of his staff to coach the team. I saw Skip Schumacher's name get thrown around.
Yeah, Schumacher and Weiss are the two right now.
Yeah, he was a casualty of the Marlins' whole regime change a couple years ago, or this year, actually. I think Skip would be a decent – they're going to do a whole search. They're going to do a whole search.
We'll see. Today, between 10 and 12, Blue Ridge Heating Air is coming by the house. And Blue Ridge is going to do a great job for me. I'm trying to get this heat pump thing working. It worked yesterday, so hopefully it will work. We'll see what they do, and maybe a little tune-up. Maybe see if we can get the machine running a little more efficiently through all that. Maybe help lower the power bill a little bit and see what the life of my machine looks like. This is going to be a great interaction I have with them. I'll report tomorrow that I'll be very satisfied. Hey, if you do have to replace it, they got a $400 coupon back for that right now. You know, right now the energy tax credits till the end of the year. Those run out at the end of the year. So if you got an old machine right now, it might be time to think about that. How about doing duct work for you? How about just coming out and taking a peek? How about just freshening up that and making sure, get a little tune up? The place to find that is Blue Ridge Heating and Air on their website. It's phenomenal, easy to deal with, and great people to deal with. Love Chris and Ben and those good folks there. It's BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Big Ten Commissioner says 6-3 is good enough. We'll talk about it in hour number two.